Hello, it's Rich Wolf from the board of Great American Forks, January 30th at 13:30 Greenwich Mean Time. And our position is 21 degrees 30 minutes south and 35 degrees west. So we've come up to the latitude of Rio and just passed it just a little bit to the north. And we'll be getting to the area where there are some oil rigs off Brazil, and not sure if we'll see them or not. There's a few seamounts out there, and I presume that they're on the seamounts, and we'll try to go between a couple of the seamounts. So going north now, we have another blue sky, blue water day, about 10 knots of wind. That's good. Last night we had more difficulties with rainstorms and showers and clouds that had 40, 50, 60 degree wind direction changes in them, and just all over the place, up and down with wind velocity, and so very slow, in fact. And we made progress, but not as much as we would have liked, so we lost more ground. But that's the way it goes. So I imagine the other boats have encountered similar kinds of things too. So anyway, we're just hoping to have a nice, just go straight, and it'd be very steady for a while, as I was hoping to get some good sleep in last night, but ultimately did not. So we now have another nice day, and we're trying to make some miles, making about 10 knots or so with a gentleman, the full mainsail, and going back and forth between steering on compass mode and steering with a true wind angle, because the wind still is up and down with direction and velocity. Even though when you look at a photograph of today, it looks like it would be even everywhere, but it isn't. So I'm trying to make that accommodation. Let's see. I did see a satellite last night. I tried to look up on my favorite website, Heavens Above, heaven-above.com, for a particular position in the world. We'll tell you when and where to look and what satellites are coming and going and so forth, and it's pretty interesting. So may try to take a look there and see if what I saw last night was anything significant. One's always hoping to just, I have seen the International Space Station go by. I have seen that in the past. In fact, I was very lucky one time back at Marblehead to see the space station and the space shuttle go by in tandem after they had separated, and that was pretty neat to see. So we did see stars last night in between the torrential downpours and the rainstorms, they're crystal clear and sharp, and that was nice too. So there's a balance of things going on out here, and a balance of emotions as well, and trying to make our way safely up the coast here. We did see an AIS target. We actually did see a ship, I guess it was yesterday morning, and took a picture of it for the demonstration of curvature of the Earth. As you can see the bow, you can see the stern is right on the horizon, but you couldn't see the middle of the ship. But unfortunately, the resolution of the photograph was not high enough to really make it work. So that was too bad. But anyway, we are making progress. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American, off and clear.